Canada? was thinking that I was getting rid of all the, doing rid of it, or, that's not the right word either, but doing all the depressing songs near the beginning to get them out of the way. Then I realized that they're quite evenly distributed. So. But this one is probably most depressing. It's me standing outside a situation, trying to put myself into people's shoes and understand where they're coming from. And it's not frustrated. What's wrong? Frustrated by those obnoxious people in the back. Anyway. Yeah, this is a song about those people who are in really bad situations, but because it's the only thing they know, they typically do it. Yes. Thank you. in space. I wrote this about maybe 4 years ago. When we were living in a bus, as we are now, under rather different circumstances, though, touring the States for the first time. And it was after 14 months that we'd already been on the road, so we were rather sick of each other. And sick of the surroundings, or sick of the situation as a whole. I don't think it was any one particular thing. And I sort of felt like I was really losing myself. And so I wrote this song, trying to appease that a little bit. Remind myself that I needed space to myself to remember who I was. It's called Elsewhere. Thank you. to speed things up now a little bit. And I know I already played a couple of jilted love songs, but this one kind of takes the cake. Only because I have such a strong memory of the whole event. Well, I fell madly in love, but it was a complete deception, and it was a complete self-deception. I met this fellow, and he was, you know, very sweet, and and he, you know, he was a really, he seemed to be a really lovely man, and he was for about a week. And then sort of reality took over, and the facade that he had made up of himself sort of started to peel away in the ugliest of fashions. And it was quite a shock to me because I thought this person was the one. And it was, it was a bummer, but it was a great lesson because I really deceived myself into, you know, I just sort of put aside all the bad things. You know how you do that. You know, oh, yeah, he's got that, but he's wrong. But he's so cute, you know, or whatever. But anyway, so this song sort of talks about that whole thing, about self-deception, and about the lesson that I learned from it. It's called
Thank you. Thank you.
You can't. can't have two women on the same bill. That just... And I think that I have a misogynist attitude to have. I just thought it was terrible. So anyway, I said, you know, well, yeah, she's definitely coming, so... And it's been actually wonderful. She's really amazing, and she's a wonderful person as well. She's been fun to talk with, and, last but not least, as I was discussing earlier, the lengthiness of our tour. We've been going since about October of 93. And we had January off to kind of regroup, and in February to rehearse for this show. And what's that? Time to get some rest? Oh, how to get a little rest in January. I'm liking being back up here again. Yeah, there's a lot of people that work really hard behind the scenes to make everything happen, and me and my band, we get a lot of adulation and that kind of thing. And well, these folks, they get up long before us, and they're working long after we're sitting in the bus drinking beer. And they're just a wonderful bunch of people, and they are my crew. I'd like to thank them all very much. Thank you. actually really mean by misogynists and pig dogs and that kind of thing, brings me to remember the Wild Desert Iceberg a number of years ago, and all the telecasts on TV, the whole thing, and it was quite sickening and depressing. And it all came down to greed, of course. And this was around the same time that I was having a very intense time with my record company, and we really weren't. Well, we were getting along, but we were just having a real lack of communication. And so I wrote this song, sort of thinking about the corporate world and how sick it can be. And yet we're all kind of perversely entwined within it, whether we like it or not. We buy gas. We eat, radiated vegetables. What do you do? Thank you. singing outside.